ISIS continues its quest to rid the world of history that doesn't agree with their ideology. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Case in point, the destruction of Jonah's tomb in Nineveh, now the smashing of relics in nearby Nimrud. President of Reach Beyond Wayne Peterson says the destruction is offensive to all religions. While violence increases, it's not stopping their work, just changing it a little bit.
We can do things through internet, Facebook, and Twitter, and in places that can't be blocked. So where there is the threat of violence, we find that people are listening on their computers or their smartphones.
Support their work through our website links. Meanwhile, when you ask God to open the floodgates, you better have something bigger than a bucket handy. That's been the experience of Bibles for China. Wendell Rovenstein says their first trip of 2015 saw a 300,000 Bible request. Another team's going this month.
We're taking twice as many scripture portions, the Gospels of John and the Illustrated Bible booklets that we're giving to the pastors for us. Discipleship. We're going to five churches, and they've already got the Bibles on site and ready for us when we get there.
It starts with a $5 Bible. Want to help? Learn more through links at our website. Rovenstein's still praying for open doors. Got a reservoir handy? And are you looking for college internship credit or maybe just a really cool summer mission trip? Then you should connect with SOAR International Ministries. They're putting together a two-month mission trip to Russia that starts in June. Interns and team members will be coming alongside local ministry partners to meet practical needs and share the gospel. Interested? You can get more information and connect with SOAR at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want good news you won't get anywhere else? Free? Sign up for our free daily e-news blast at missionnews.org. Click on the banner, fill out the info, and voila, you'll get it every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.